Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no everyone. Want to welcome everyone once again to the 99.5 FM, The Word. Just almost got a little bit confused there. Forgot what time of the day it is. But, you know, what a wonderful opportunity. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight. I don't know if you've been fighting the traffic or where you're at, but, you know, it should be about 9:30 on your clock because that's what time it is on our clock over here. I just want to welcome everyone in. For those that are in the facilities, we're just here to bring you a good word. You know, it's Tuesday, so, you know, Wednesday, as you know, if you listen to our sister station in the mornings on 95.5, you notice that Wednesday is hump day, but it's Tuesday, so that's Pastor Bird's day. Yes. And so, yeah, see, we've got Pastor Bird in the house. We just want to give a shout-out to all those in the facilities, you know, just had a wonderful time. You know, Sister Lynn is making tents still yet, so we had a wonderful time yesterday and last night's program, and you know, tonight is Tuesday. We're off from ministry, but we're here to bring this program to you. Just want to let you know, if you want to send something through the old-fashioned way, and that would be through the mail system, our address is P.O. Free Inside Ministry, P.O. Box 89253. That's P.O. Box 89253, and the zip code is Honolulu, Hawaii, 96830. 96830. Drop us a line. We love getting mail because they don't know how to send us bills yet. So everything you get in there is good mail. And it's always a good note. And we just want to thank everyone who's made an effort so far. And just know that, you know, God's in control. Last time I checked, he's not wringing his hands and going, "Oh, woe is me. President Obama's still in office. Governor Abercrombie's still in office." No, God is still in control. He's not worried about SB1. He's worried about his people. He's worried about you and me, brother and sister, our brethren. He's worried about his children. Just hoping that we're being obedient to his word, following his word, and sharing his love with those that are less fortunate and those that are lost. Well, you know, I know Pastor Bird has a lot of stuff to share tonight. He's over here. He's jumping up already. I didn't know he brought his trampoline. But praise the Lord. We're going to start right off the bat. Thank you once again. And Pastor Bird, take it away.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Pastor. Hallelujah.
I'm standing up. I'm not going to sit down.
That's right.
When you were on the radio just now, when you was on the air, there was an anointing.
Hallelujah.
Falling in his place, Pastor.
Hallelujah. God. Holy Spirit, come.
I could feel it from the top of my head shoot right through my two hands. Mm. It's when anything that comes from heaven, that's God's Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Anything that crawls up from your feet, that's the devil, because he's in hell. I just wanted to bring out some revelation because this is, you know what? This is what our word can be on tonight, Pastor Bulla. The revelation in the church and in a prison, without the revelation of the Holy Spirit, there will be no church.
Amen.
It would be a social club.
That's right.
Or it would be a religious institute.
Institute, that's right.
If there's no Holy Spirit in the churches or in the prison, we have nothing.
It's a production.
That's
right.
This is what I'm feeling in this place.
That's right.
So, Bulla, there's an anointing in this
Spirit place. Filled, Spirit led. We answer to one thing. It's called the Holy Spirit.
My gosh, Pastor Bulla.
Hallelujah.
My gosh, this is awesome. This is powerful.
Bird, when we go to prisons, Pastor Bird,
yes,
if we're not filled with the Spirit, if we're not protected by the Spirit, that's why we say, Lord, go before us.
Yes.
Open the hearts, open the gates, because if we don't have that covering, you know, the enemy is going to attack and he's going to try and claim victory. We'll still claim victory by the blood, but we go in with the covering. We go in obediently to our Lord and Savior, and that's why we can see the signs and wonders. That's why we see the miracles. But you see, it's not about what we do. It's about everything God does through us. And like I always say, Pastor Bird, it's not about capability. It's about availability. Lord, here I am.
Yes, Pastor Bulla, you're right. God go before us. In his word, in Isaiah, in Jeremiah, God will always go before us. We never go before the Lord. It means yield. When we say yield, it means, Lord, we yield that you may go forward. We never go us first. Without him, we cannot do nothing, Pastor Bulla. There's no soul. There's no unreverence of the Holy Spirit. We grieve the Holy Spirit when we come against what God has taught us in the word of God. Always go before us, above us, beneath us, beside us, Lord. Cover us with thy precious blood, Father God, that we would be, Father God, under your presence. You know, Pastor Bulla, you can do all kinds of things. You can know so much things. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6, it says the letter kills, but it is the Spirit, Pastor Bulla, that gives life.
The Spirit.
Without the Spirit, we have nothing.
That's right.
We can know the Bible up and down, but without the Holy Spirit, you're just a symbol.
You know, you can be an orator. We have a lot of orators now. They can speak well, they can read well, but they're not spirit-filled, and we pray for them.
Well, yes, that's right. The word says, not everybody's seen, nobody has heard the things that we have seen in the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. We've seen people incarcerated being healed in the name of Jesus.
Right in the name of Jesus.
I've seen people die in a prison and died under the umbrella of Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter if you live or die, you're in the prison. This guy didn't mock God. He didn't curse God. He mm-hmm. died in the prison, and he knew his calling.
Amen.
It was time for him to go, and he went through his tests. And when he went through his tests, he stood on reverence God in his life.
Amen.
And he had a word for his family. I remember that so well before, when I just started the prison ministry.
Oh, wow. Yes.
And this is powerful. Just to die and to live for God is an That's honor. Right. It's an honor from God. But, you know, it's a preparation of God's word to help us to get the vision. Without the Holy Spirit, there is no joy.
Mm-hmm.
There is no peace.
That's right.
And there is no freedom.
No freedom.
We cannot have the joy and the peace that we have in the Holy Spirit. In 2 Corinthians chapter 3, 17, it talks about Moses,
mm-hmm.
his ability to encounter the Holy Ghost of God. God, when he went into the presence of the Lord, it unveiled the presence of God.
Mm-hmm.
So Moses, when he went into the presence of the Lord, things was unveiled because his heart, you see, there's a mm-hmm. transformation in his heart and in his life.
Amen.
And you know, my brothers and sisters in prison, and those of you who are outside, just listen for the keys. Tonight, I'm going to have some keys to unlock that wisdom.
Oh, hallelujah.
Of the Holy Spirit in your life. And there's going to be some keys that we're going to, it's going to be, it's not hard. God doesn't complicate the word or That's the right. Spirit of God. It's simple. All he looking for is your heart.
That's right.
He's looking for people with obedience
mm-hmm.
to come a little bit closer.
That's right.
That you can hear and you can feel his presence.
Mm.
We need to be sensitive to that Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Sometimes we can talk, we can say things. There's a lot of things, Pastor Bola, in people that hinder them. You know, they get so close, but there is something that hinders their walk with God to block their entry into coming into the holiest of holies.
That's right.
You know, Jesus went and he died, and when he died, he went to heaven. He ripped that veil down.
The veil got torn.
We can enter in.
Because the veil has been torn.
Exactly, because of the presence of Jesus Christ that stand on the right hand side of his Father.
Amen.
So we need to understand that, like in Moses' days, he went to God up in the mountain. There was a preparation, there's a transformation in all of us, Pastor mm-hmm. Bula. There's sometimes, you know, a lot of the stuff that is hindering us is right at your house.
That's right.
Your family, your wife,
your friends, everybody you hang with,
your friends, your job, everything yep. that you, there's a hindrance of people because God said to keep my commandments.
Mm-hmm.
Love God with all your heart.
All your heart.
Love your neighbor.
Love your neighbor.
It's easy to love your neighbor, but you love your enemy. In Matthew chapter That's 4, right. verse 44, it says to love your enemies. I've seen guys in church, I love you, Lord.
That's right.
But I like slap his face. That's
I seen that at church, but you heal him in the name of Jesus.
You're craving the Holy Spirit, Pastor right. Bula. You cannot enter into the holies of holies because there's a lot of unforgiveness and a lot of stuff that pulls us back to coming into his presence of the Holy Spirit.
There's no two ways. There's only one way into the Holy of Holies.
There's only one way. In Exodus chapter 34, you know, it talks about the unveiling of the Lord when Moses came into his presence. We need to apply, to unveil the vision given as believers in the ministry to come into his presence, Pastor Bula.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I've learned in a prison. When we're in there, and to you brothers and sisters who are listening up in a prison, very important, prison is a blessing in disguise.
Amen.
You take away the distractions,
That's
the
right.
drugs, alcohol, the pornography. Your mind is clear and your heart is alert.
Mm-hmm.
You're ready to receive God's. You're coming a little closer because when I was in prison, Pastor Bula,
yes.
I remember I used to fast,
mm-hmm.
pray, and Bible studies.
Wow.
Fast, pray, Bible studies.
And it was easy to do because you were separated exactly. from the Opala in the world.
Exactly.
To prepare you for what God wanted you to do when you got out exactly. of the prison to share the gospel of good news to those that thought they weren't incarcerated, but yet they're more locked up than our brothers and sisters who are inside.
That's right, Pastor Bula. That's so true. That's an unveiling, because it's like Moses. You can leave all these guys behind, mm-hmm. all those people mm-hmm. that was murmuring,
yep.
all of them was grumbling.
Yep.
God gave them sweet bird. They're still like eat chicken. They're not happy, Pastor Bula.
Well, you know, it took Israel one day to get out of Egypt. But it took 40 years to get Egypt out of Israel.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, they had a lot of bad habits. And this is why it's very important that the brothers and sisters that are incarcerated know this. You're in a place where God wants you to be.
Hallelujah.
A place of healing.
Mm-hmm.
A place of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And of renewing of the mind. That now you can see and you can feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Because all you got is time and to study
That's
God's
right.
word. You got to know the Holy Spirit. He is not an it.
Yeah, it's not an it.
It's not a somebody.
It's not a feeling.
It's not an eye with a wind or a cloud with an eyeball.
Yeah.
He's a person, Pastor
Bula. That's right. That's the helper.
That's right. In Romans, he knows the mind. In Romans 8, he has a mind.
Mm-hmm.
Corinthians, he has a will.
Mm-hmm.
Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. He speaks clearly to us, Pastor
yes.
Bula. I remember when I was going up to Wayava, we was helping the warden, Jody, mm. who was doing the roof up at Wayava. And I was driving up, Pastor Bula, and God gave me a vision. In my mirror, my front mirror, I was looking at the mirror. I see one van coming towards me on the fly.
Wow.
And I'm coming to this turn, and then I hear God's voice, the Holy Spirit, turn to the side. So when I turn, Pastor Bula, one van, that van I seen in the vision, missed my truck. That van was running late to go to the court with all the inmates.
Oh, my goodness.
God's voice speaks clearly.
Mm.
I heard him clearly. Pull to the right, Pastor
Bula. Pull to the right, yeah.
As soon as I made the turn, this van came around the blind turn, Pastor Bula, missed me. If I would never listen and be obedient to the...
Head on,
Pastor Bula.
Yeah.
We need to come closer to God so that we can hear his voice clearly.
Amen.
And it's going to take time to develop, my brothers and sisters. Keep on seeking him diligently. Don't be weary in well-doing, because in due season, you're going to reap the harvest.
Mm.
And it's not material things, Pastor Bula.
That's right.
It's not financial things. It's spiritual gifts by
Amen.
The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 13. He teaches us things. He'll teach us. He'll show us things that we have never seen before. He would unveil like he did with
yes.
Moses. It was the Holy Spirit that leads us into the presence of the Lord.
Mm.
And it is his voice that gives us leadership in our heart. Our mind, by the Holy Spirit, when designed, when mapped, mm-hmm. to get there, Pastor Bula.
Hallelujah.
It is the Holy Spirit that it draws, and our mind working with the Holy Spirit will design a map to get out to our destination, into our calling. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11.
We stand on that verse.
Always. This is where we find the miracles and the signs of God, that when we follow him,
mm-hmm.
we're going to see the purpose and the plan.
Mm,
you know, like
glory.
Everybody's, yes. there's not going to be another pastor. Everybody has a different calling, but
That's
all
right.
in the same body.
Yep.
We all become one. And you know one thing, sometimes when we get all big and mighty, and we start to look down.
Yeah, that's right. I hate that.
On people.
That's right.
I went to New Hope one time with Pastor Mike Ewan, and was at the Ohana group and with Pastor James Pandana, and I was preaching people, I was falling people getting married, there was deliverance coming, and you know how the devil goes, Pastor Bird, you're the man.
Yeah, fluff you up, puff you up.
Oh my gosh, Pastor. And then the last lady, I swear, the Holy Spirit is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The last lady came up to me, Pastor Bird, I have nothing to give to you, but I have a song for you.
Mm-hmm.
I go, what song, my sister? And I go, Jesus, from heaven and earth proclaims. Pastor Bula, when I heard her voice, I could discern her spirit.
Mm.
Jesus was saying, it's not about you, Pastor.
It's not about you.
You died 16 years ago
That's
in
right.
prison. This is my people.
That's right.
This is my works.
Yep.
Pastor Bula, I was humble. My head was getting big. I had flat tire after that. I know where my place is. I'm nobody without you, Lord.
Well, you know, it's on, you know, like a lot of people, they look at their phone, they go in pictures, they put like surf or something. On my phone, my background, my wallpaper is my wife and I in front of the sign of Saguaro Correctional Center. Because it always grounds me. Every time my phone rings, every time I wake up, every time I look at my phone, the Lord has placed me for such a time as this to minister to those that are incarcerated. Mm-hmm. And it's because of his grace and his mercy I'm able to do what I do. But it's not about what I do. It's about what God does. I'm there. You know, my brothers and my sisters, you know, you hear me say this all the time. When you give God all the glory, man, he gives you the joy. What a deal. Give him all the glory, honor, and praise because he is worthy. Mm. He's going to give you the joy. What price do you put on joy? What price do you put on peace that surpasses all understanding? It is priceless. When you can go to bed at night, get a good night's rest, you wake up the next day refreshed because the Lord has blessed you.
Mm. That's being in his presence, Pastor Bulla.
Amen.
It's denying me, my will, my flesh, and my feelings, and my emotions, and just to be in the Spirit of the Lord. To exalt him is to recognize that we need him. And we need him every day, my brothers and sisters. You know, it's very important in a message today is that, you know, with the purpose of our message tonight, Pastor Bulla, the message is to introduce that person, the Holy Spirit, in our life tonight.
Amen.
To hear his voice. So, my brothers and sisters, when you hear God's voice, this is what I did when I was like Moses, Pastor Bulla. He would write down everything God told him.
Yep.
And then he wrote this down, and God, everything that God said, he did.
Hmm.
Every promise, he kept. So when you're in prison and you're writing down, you're journaling, and God is showing you and speaking to you and giving you dreams and visions, write this down. Date them.
That's right.
And then what you do, you pray. You go, Lord, if this is you, you open up the Bible to whatever verse comes out. And if the verse comes out and it matches your dream, then God is speaking to you specifically. Not only by the dream, right? Confirmation.
Right there.
And the word match.
Yep.
If it goes out of the context and if the dream doesn't match the word, then it wasn't from God. Mm-hmm. Just forget about it.
Yep.
But when it matches, Pastor Bulla.
Confirmation.
I remember this dream, Pastor Bulla. You know, when you're fasting and praying, you're coming close to the Lord. And then I had this dream about this woman, this vision. And I went up to her house on the second floor, and I was looking at her. I go, hi, how you doing? She said, good. So when she said good, and I'm looking on the bed, Pastor Bulla, I see one baby wrapped up in a blanket.
Mm.
So I was looking at her. I said, oh, you okay? She goes, yes. Then the dream disappeared. When I came out of the prison, I didn't understand, but I had hunched what happened. I couldn't understand to the completion by meeting this girl later on when I was on the outside to confirm what I seen. Mm-hmm. So when I seen this girl on the outside, Pastor Bulla, I said, hey, my sister, you had on abortion. She looked at me, Pastor Bulla, what you talking about? God will show me one dream that you had on abortion.
Mm.
This is what she told me. She didn't test my spirit or test the Lord. She didn't test God. Mm. She said, yeah, if that was God, had Pastor Bird, what was? One boy, one girl. Pastor Bulla, mm-hmm. I told her, my sister, you know that baby wrapped up like one mommy was wrapping in blue blanket.
Mm.
She wouldn't break down.
Ooh, hallelujah.
God knew. Well, I didn't even know what this girl did, Pastor Bulla. But the Holy Spirit knew.
That's right.
That whatever she did because of she had a bad relationship, whatever it was, whatever her reasons was, that she got rid of this baby, God knew, Pastor Bulla.
That he knew.
God knew and God loved this girl. It was okay that I forgave you. This baby is under the blood.
The blood.
So you know what? It was between her and God, whatever happened. I just was a messenger. God gave me that when I was incarcerated. I never know nothing about this girl, but I had a dream.
Had a dream.
And I knew that was of God.
Mm.
And this is the message that I brought to her. So, my brothers and sisters, this is what I'm saying tonight. Introducing to you, who is that Holy Spirit? That Holy Spirit is a person. The message tonight, when you're in prison, write down your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
Write down your visions. Open your word. And if it match, hold it.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor Bulla, when I was incarcerated, God gave me one word.
Amen.
In Isaiah 45,
mm-hmm.
when I read the word, it was about Cyrus. And Cyrus was the first Gentile that was anointed by God to preach the word of the God.
Hallelujah.
Of the Lord. That word, when that thing went leap out of the scriptures and went into my heart, I wrote down, I have the Bible at home in a glass case, and it says, I can do all things through Jesus Christ. I have it there like the the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail. Hey, there we go.
For me, that's the Holy
Grail. That's it. Hallelujah.
The Bible all boss off, rubber band, all right. Get highlights all over the place, but I have that book on top of Isaiah 45. I have written in my own handwriting in 1998.
Hallelujah.
This is my life.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, listen, my brothers and sisters, when I came out 7 years later, it's been 16 years since I've been up here. 7 years later, my mom ordained me as a pastor. There's an ordination book that in my family, there are seven pastors. Every one of them was ordained by the ordination book. There's an ordination by God's word to ordain pastors.
That's right.
Now, my mom told me, son, I'm not going to ordain you by the ordination book. I go, what, mom? You want bless all my brothers and sisters. How you going to bless me? God had a word for you, son. Mm. You're different. What you mean I'm different? My gosh, what was the word, mom? Yeah. Isaiah 45.
Whoa, pastor.
Pastor Bula, she never know.
Ooh.
She never know what God's voice said to me when I was incarcerated.
That's right.
But God knew the same spirit that through her, she didn't even know, but there was God's voice in through her that God would ordain me as a pastor, not my mom. She never had no clue.
That's right.
So when she went to ordain me as a pastor, I brought that Bible with all boss up with rubber bands, and I go, and she didn't ordain me. I go, mom, open this book to Isaiah 45. She didn't open. She's saying, in 1998, this is my life. God has a word for everyone out there.
Hallelujah.
God has a message for you to send to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
God has given you dreams and vision because he has unveiled when you're in his presence.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to use you, my brothers.
That's right.
He has a plan and a purpose in Jeremiah 11. I'm just giving you keys to unlock the wisdom and the spiritual gifts, that anointing that is in your life.
Mm.
You might not know it. You might not understand it now. But when I was incarcerated, I journaled. Pastor Bula, I had a dream about this beautiful woman. And she followed me wherever I went. And when I went to across the beach from my mom's church, and she was with me, she never said one word. She's very quiet. She's a old man, very young. Vibrant. So when I met her and I seen my ex-wife, and then she came, she was grumbling, and then she left in a dream, and then I went to my mom's in church, and I had heard people speaking in the spirit, speaking in tongues. And after I had that dream, I journaled that. I still have it, but one night I'll share with you, Pastor Bula. That dream and that vision, when I seen my friend's sister that was in Miley, and I seen her, I went, this is the one.
Wow.
This is the one.
Wow, God gave you the vision.
He knew what wife, the Holy Spirit know what wife you're going to have.
That's right.
He know what kind of car you're going to have.
That's right.
He know where you're going to live, Pastor Bula. He knows everything about you.
Hallelujah.
And this is my wife, Lucy, that's my side. You know my wife.
Yeah, first
she
lady.
She might not be young, but she's vibrant and young in the spirit.
She's young, baby. She's beautiful.
She loves Jesus.
She loves Jesus.
And she loves the man, because you know the man that don't beat her and abused her and almost killed her,
she had
a compassion to go back and to win him to Christ.
Right. To Christ.
Because that wasn't a man that was full of the spirit. That was a man full of the demons.
Demons.
So if she can help that man,
that's right.
And you guys in prison to help take out anger, rejection, whatever you've been through,
that's right.
Then my wife is there to love you and take love the hell out of
that's
you.
That's right. Love
Come
the
on,
hell
somebody.
Out of you.
Love the hell out of you. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. Jesus. What a powerful, powerful testimony, you know. But, you know, it's through the visions that we get. A lot of people, they get afraid of the visions and the dreams because, you know, they're not sure of their walk with the Lord. But when you walk confidently, not in of yourself, but in of the Lord you serve, you know that God is giving you dreams and visions for a reason. And look, like Pastor Bird, he wrote it down, and 7 years later, it doesn't happen overnight. But if you don't have a record of what happened, you'll never know what's going to happen. Amen. You know, Pastor Bird, what a powerful testimony.
Thank you, Lord. Amen, Pastor Bula. You know, the message is for somebody out there, Pastor Bula.
That's right.
The message is to understand that many people make mistakes of not knowing or recognizing who is the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
He is powerful. He is mighty. He's a counselor. He's an interpreter. He shows us things. He's sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and he's compassionate.
He's a comforter to all of us.
He is, Pastor Bula. He's there always for us.
It's like, you know, every other time where you're going through a bad spell and you try to call everybody on your phone, nobody answers, you only get voicemail. It's like, oh, nobody like listen. Man, the one that's always there to listen is the Holy Spirit, because he feels your pain. He's been through the steps you're walking, and he's saying, you know what, no need phone, just close your eyes and talk to me. Hmm. I'm going to talk to you, but you got to talk to me.
Yes, amen. You know, I can describe the Holy Spirit. It's like the relationship I have with my beautiful wife, Lucy. I know all about her, Pastor Bula.
Amen.
I know what color clothes she likes. I know her desires, her compassion. I know her weaknesses
mm-hmm.
and her strengths.
Mm-hmm.
I know that she loves the Lord with all her heart.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been reading every morning for 2 o'clock in the morning.
Hallelujah.
So, you know, getting to know her is like the Holy Spirit, Pastor Bula.
Mm-hmm.
You got to get to know him.
Exactly.
He is a person. He is sensitive. He is compassionate. This is what we got to know to understand the Holy Spirit. It is not an it. He is a person.
Person.
So my brothers and sisters out there, I just want to say a prayer and cover you over the covenant of Jesus Christ. Because of his, God's the Son, the Holy One of God, the Holy One of all the earth, has given us his only begotten Son.
Amen.
And through his Son, he has prayed that he gave us the Comforter.
Hallelujah.
That we can do more things for the kingdom of God
Amen.
Than he ever did as a nation to help people around the world. So I thank God for this radio station.
Hallelujah.
That we can come and unlock the keys to unveil the secret things of the Holy Spirit, to open the eyes of the blind in the prison, to set captive free for the liberty of God's word, that you would have a relationship to understand the dreams and vision that would unlock the future for your call in God. Father God, I pray over these men and women on the airways, Lord, around the world, wherever they may be, in Halava or Triple C, Arizona, wherever, Lord, you send this message by the Holy Spirit that you would touch and anoint
Hallelujah.
These people with the keys that has unlocked the veil of the presence of your Spirit.
Mm.
Open their eyes that they may see, and they would know there is no other God
Hallelujah.
Besides you, Lord. So, Lord, bless them. Bless their families. Bless their finances. Bless their walk with you, and the presence of the Spirit be in them and through them as they come out, Lord. As the preparation of the Spirit by the gospel, as we prepare the way for Jesus, use them, Lord. We need disciples in these last days.
Hallelujah.
There's so much evil things happening out here, but we need some evil people that's been transformed, what is meant for evil,
for
that
good.
God will turn to good. So, Father God, cover them with thy precious blood, Lord Jesus. Let that anointing flow through their veins, the cocoa of their blood, Father God.
Yes.
It would exceed, Father God, in your presence, to exceed the highest call that you have called us to be, pastors, teachers, ministers, deacons, whatever, Lord. We're nobody, but we're there to serve.
Hallelujah.
Let's be the servants of the God and be very careful. Don't get cocky.
Mm.
Don't get arrogant, because God is a jealous God.
Amen.
We not higher or better than him or anybody. We nobody. We thank you, Lord, for the time. In Jesus' name.
In Amen. Jesus' name. Another powerful message from Pastor Bird Mahilona. Every Tuesday night, tune in for Pastor Bird with us. So blessed to have him in the studio. Well, it's another night. Remember, you're too blessed to be stressed. If you're tired of getting messed up, let's get blessed up. We love you. But Jesus loves you more.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.